Tune in to The Pulse with Darren Ofneal. This is a show that brings you the latest in the music world, fresh new music.
Speaking of fresh new music, you just heard a brand new one from Moonchild, jazzy trio Moonchild, that just dropped their fifth album called Starfruit, and you heard the track By Now. Okay, right now we're heading to our quickfire news segment that we like to call... By the way, as the first quarter of 2022 almost comes to an end, one thing's for sure, Evergreen Music X will continue selling their catalogs, as mentioned previously, and NFTs are not going away anytime soon. Now, despite receiving very negative press as of late revolving around issues like environmental costs and art theft, among many other things, NFTs show no signs of slowing down as an emerging industry disruptor as more people are waking up to the benefits of blockchain technology. Big companies like Nike and Pepsi have already made moves to expand their reach in the space, and this year, we could see the K-pop world getting more involved as well. Now, SM Entertainment, who is home to big K-pop acts like Girls' Generation, SNSD, Super Junior, SHINee, EXO, and more, have announced a strategic partnership with cryptocurrency exchange Binance. This partnership will see the two companies work on a new ecosystem that they are calling P2C, Play to Create, which will allow users to create content in the form of games, music, dance, and goods using SM Entertainment IP and tools. This content will then be converted into NFTs within the ecosystem, and users will be able to earn profits for their activity and contribution to the space. This allows K-pop fans to create NFTs that uses the IPs of their favorite SM Entertainment K-pop groups while earning some passive income at the side. Pretty sure more information will be out soon enough, and I see this as a way for SM Entertainment to get their fans to create their own merch legally while giving SM Entertainment a small royalty cut at the same time. K-pop fans on Twitter have been very outspoken about their hate for NFTs, but Korean labels are really pushing forward with the tech to be on the forefront of a new digital frontier. But do expect to hear more Korean labels getting to NFTs this year, that's for sure.
NFTs is such a thing, right? It's only a matter of time before it makes it to our shores. Imagine the Malaysian music NFT in the near future, for sure. Also, by the way, Spotify, the popular streaming app, has been under heat in recent times, facing backlash from every direction, and we've covered it so much on the program, right? Their latest dispute involves a protest from British indie pop band The Pocket Gods. The protest was against the platform's streaming rates, which pay artists only after 30 seconds of their music being streamed, and the payout being less than a cent for each stream. So what this band, it's pretty clever. They released an album called 1000 times 30, Nobody Makes Money Anymore, and the concept of the album is the name itself. There is 1000 songs in the album, each slightly over 30 seconds long, and the inspiration behind the album came from the article How Streaming is Changing Everything We Know About Music, written by music professor Mike Iroko in 2015. And this is not the first time, right? I remember famously Wolfpack released a silent album and asked people to stream it while they're sleeping. It's called Sleepify. Yep. Right, loopholes in Spotify. So frontman of the Pocket Gods, Mark Christopher Lee, said the article made him think, why are we writing longer songs when we get paid little enough for just 30 seconds? Hence, the birth of that 1000 song album. And of course, the goal was to raise awareness and represent all the unheard voices of other musicians. At time of recording, the album has drawn in over 600,000 streams and ultimately gained the attention of Spotify owner Daniel Elk, who tried to reach out to the band after. Spotify's reaction to this was in support of the act and even told Lee that their band is ahead of the curve as shorter songs are the future, referring to TikTok as an example. The band is trying to get Adele, Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift to hop on the bandwagon with him and also create 30-second songs in which Spotify is in support of, surprisingly. Spotify mentioned to the band that the payout would increase in the future when their subscription rates increase as well. Big dreams trying to get Adele, Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift on board with you.
But I gotta say though, the band is not the first to do it. Punk rock bands have been putting out short songs many years prior to
Streaming. Yeah, maybe before streaming services for sure, yeah.
So short songs might possibly be the future. By the way, from Spotify to TikTok, The short form video social networking service owned by ByteDance, of course, they have just announced that they'll be rolling out an option for users to upload 10-minute long videos, a significant bump from the current 3 minutes, which was introduced last July, where it was previously limited to only 1 minute long videos. With its current pool of more than a billion monthly active users on the platform, TikTok is slowly encroaching into YouTube territory and hopes that long-form videos will keep users on the app for a longer period of time, thus affecting their advertising revenue. Market leader YouTube generated more than $8 billion USD in advertising revenues for the fourth quarter of 2021 alone, while TikTok generated half of that amount with about $4 billion USD revenue generated for the company's fourth quarter. And interestingly enough, YouTube also rolled out their TikTok-like short video feature, right, called Shorts, not too long ago. Perhaps longer videos on TikTok are in a way the company's response to YouTube, who knows? But this could potentially see musicians premiere their music videos or even live performances, live concerts on TikTok rather than YouTube. Last year, TikTok also revealed that 20 songs surpassed 1 billion views on the app, while noting that success on TikTok directly translates to success on the charts and in mainstream consciousness. So it's an ongoing battle between two giants, but in terms of the music side of things, TikTok definitely has an advantage over YouTube, I would say.
Also, by the way, on a very different note, in light of the recent conflict with Russia and Ukraine, a popular event has decided to remove Russia from the list of participants, and that event is, of course, Eurovision. They have made a decision to ban Russia from the show because they felt that Russia's involvement in Eurovision might cause disrepute. EBU, short for the European Broadcasting Union, wished to protect their values, hence took time to go over the matter before coming to a conclusion which they felt was the best. This is a trend not just in music, but sports as well. You know, FIA has recently cut the Russian Grand Prix. FIFA has cut Russia out of their World Cup. So many countries, it seems like the whole world is against Russia right now. But Eurovision is not the only one that's disassociating themselves from Russia. Celebrities all over the world also cancelling their Russia tours. Green Day, who was scheduled to perform in May, shared on their Instagram about the cancelling of the show, saying that, and I quote, "We are aware that this moment is not about stadium rock shows, and it's much, much bigger than that, for sure." Louis Tomlinson, Youngblood, The Killers, Iggy Pop, Battles are just a few of the many artists that have pulled out of playing in Russia. A bit of a shame, and hopefully this conflict will get resolved sooner rather than later. But we are a music show after all, and on a lighter note, we're going to end off with some fresh music on The Pulse. But before that, if you'd like to revisit any of our stories, do head over to our website www.bfm.my/pulse, or you can tweet us. We are at BFM Radio. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm off the thing. I think this next song is pretty apt for the current situation that we are facing right now, because all we need is a little love.
Indeed.
Here's Harvey Sutherland's brand new song featuring Damn Funk, with the track Feeling of Love, right here on The Pulse with myself, Ofni Ting, and Daryl Ong, BFM 89.9. Good night.